Okay, go ahead.
Here.
Call roll, Jessica.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here. Okay. We're going to move on with the agenda. The number two is approval of the agenda. Move to approve the agenda as presented.
I would like to approve the agenda
as presented.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Okay. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Garcia?
I'm sorry. Aye. Okay. Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there anybody from the public present that needs to make a comment?
We do not have anyone else on here.
Okay, good. Okay, well, moving on. Number four, items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the board to hear the speaker's comment, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call again. Is there anybody from the public?
No, don't think so.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and review this budget for 2021.
Okay, so we're going to start with income. So this budget's going to be a little different from our normal budget with the closure.
Okay.
Let's see. So property taxes. So after receiving the first half of the property taxes this year, I was able to add $40,000 to the budget. We got a little more than last year. For rentals, recreation, and pool, obviously we're closed. So we haven't had any rentals so far due to the pandemic. For recreation, our programs are minimal right now, but we are going to have a couple camps coming up. So the $3,503 of the budget is from a Kaiser grant that we received last year and we were able to bring it to this year. The Amaro School has been closed, but we do have $2,000 from a Kaiser grant that we were able to roll over to this year also. For the teen center, the board originally approved $48,500 from reserves to cover the first half of the year, but because the program has been down due to the pandemic, we won't need the full amount and are able to reduce it to $40,200 from reserve. Koshling grant was able to help cover the second half of the fiscal year.
Wonderful.
Yes. So from Koshland, we were awarded $30,000 to help with Teen Center, which is part of a $50,000 grant. $20,000 of that grant is for the Bay Point Youth Academy, which we'll be able to carry over into next year if we do not use it all this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so capital projects. So $517,550 is the cost for the Scissorco energy projects that we're doing, which will be fully reimbursed by the loan from Energy Commission. And the CDBG grant. So the district was granted $18,575 for the replacement of the auditorium doors at the community center. So that's all for income. Expenses. So first is the weekend custodian. So we haven't had any weekend rental since the closure. So we haven't had staff to work the weekends. Liability insurance, we have had a couple claims this year, so it is a little higher. Along with our professional services, I'm sorry?
Are they okay?
Yes.
With the claims, was it really something serious?
Well, we have a staff member that has been out for a while now for a back problem.
Oh.
Yeah. So professional services, our auditor's rate increases each year, so it is a little higher than last year. Attorney fees, district council has not had to work on many claims or contracts this year. Also, we haven't had any conferences this year, so that was, I was able to zero that out.
Yeah,
that's big. Yeah. So publicity, we have not had much work for our Facebook technicians since the closure, since we haven't had anything to promote or much to promote. Security guards and rentals. So since no rentals, we haven't had to have any security guards. For our class instructors, classes have been on hold until county allows for reopening. So that's going to be less than last year, just waiting for the okay for that. Maintenance expenses, so maintenance workers, it reflects a staff member out on leave for the first half of the fiscal year, which also it relates to the part-time maintenance worker. So that was a little higher because they were helping since the other staff member was out. So they were helping a lot.
That's good.
Ambrose Park, we did have a fence repair at Ambrose Park, so that amount reflects that. Alarms and security at Ambrose Park. We haven't had any park patrol since the closure, so we were able to bring that down. Phones and internet. So IT is working on transferring services from AT&T to Comcast, so we're still paying for both until that's completed. So it's a little higher than what it's going to end up being. So for community center grounds, we had some vandalism and the irrigation at the mini park, so that's reflected on that amount there. Dumpsters, we had to have an extra dumpster rental for cleanup for the trash that the homeless left.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and then vehicle repair. So that was for the transmission rebuild for the Ford F-150. Anuta Park, we did have a fence repaired. And Ambrose Pool. Pool was closed this season, so staff was minimal. Water, we've been having issues with the pump, which caused water bills to be higher than normal. Publicity, so we will not be having a rec guide released this fiscal year, so we were able to zero that out. And then maintenance and repair, so we had a few maintenance calls for the pump. So the grants, as I stated in the income, we did receive $50,000 from Koshland, which $30,000 will be for the Teen Center, $20,000 for the Bay Point Youth Academy. Again, those two will be able to carry over into next fiscal year if they're not expended. Kaiser, also we were able to carry over that Kaiser. So $2,000 for aquatics, $3,000 for youth sports. And also the Keller grant. So we received two Keller grants last fiscal year. And we were also able to carry that over into this year. So one is for our senior lunch program or senior program, which still has $1,882 left, and one for the Teen Center program, which is $2,474 left. And capital projects. So that is also what I stated in income. Scissorco energy project, which is reimbursed by the loan from Energy Commission and the CDBG grants. So the total to replace auditorium doors was $50,742, of which $18,575 was covered by the CDBG grant, and $32,167 would come from our general fund. And that's it.
Okay, I think I lost you. This last thing that you said,
what's
I lost you.
What's that CDBG grant?
Okay. Never mind. I see it.
Okay.
So sorry.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, that was it.
That was it. I don't have any questions. It looks like everything is looking okay. No major surprises.
No.
Do you have any questions, Lupe, about the budget or anything?
No, I think they're doing a wonderful job. I mean, my goodness, it's wonderful. I mean, I hate to say anything about the thing for us, you know, having home. You have to stay home and do all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it gave everybody a chance to clean up and get things together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Lupe earlier, and I was mentioning the surprises is like the tree that just fell.
Yeah.
I was telling her the huge tree. Not only did it fall. So there'll be a huge expense in getting rid of the tree, but also the fence it tore up. So that's probably going to be discussed next time. And those are the things that you bring up, you know, like this is more money because of this. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling Lupe, if she has any questions, go ahead and ask. And if you think of anything else, Lupe, that you don't understand, make sure you call Jessica, and she will explain it a little further if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's doing what they can.
Eva, just quickly, Lori, would you go ahead and give them an update about the fallen tree?
Oh, okay.
on the tree, when we first started investigating, we thought it was county property, and they came back and said no. They had a map that showed it was East Bay Mud property, because they had a creek there at some point. Then when they came, they said, no, it's Mount Diablo Unified School District property. But obviously it's not. So it was basically a claim sale on our final phase now through the county. According to East Bay Regional Park, they sent the county the map, that's the current map that's on file. The county is currently looking and confirming that it was a claim sale. So it seems to be on county's property. So they will be, if that is true, which they feel it is, so they have to confirm it, they will be maintaining the tree and fixing the fence.
Also, it may not be ours?
That's right. That may not be ours. And not only that, the other trees that are along that whole strip will belong to the county. And I think they're entertaining the idea of removing them all just to try to avoid a fallen tree during a storm. So we'll keep you apprised of any information we get about that.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Doug, for for doing all this and for continuing to be available for us if we have any questions. I want to go ahead and do the closing ceremonies. And Lupe, you have anything else?
I just want to say thank you so much for sending me the agenda in the mail. It is so wonderful. Jessica, you were so thoughtful.
You're welcome.
I really have to say thank you. You did such a wonderful job. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, closing ceremonies. Lupe, do you want to adjourn the meeting?
Oh, yeah. I would like to adjourn the meeting and the motion to adjourn the meeting.
And I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Well, it was nice talking with all of you. You guys all take care.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.